Good morning. This shiur will be aired on the 19th day of the Omer. We're looking at the Klal Aleph, and we're looking at Siman Tes. The second point over there is the Halachos of Yarmulke, and I would like to elaborate a little bit on the Halachos of Yarmulke. So the language of the Chayyotim again sounds like the level of the of Chiyav of Gilui Rosh and saying Davar Mipiv, which Davar Shebe Kedusha, are the same. Now, this is the language of the Shulchan Aruch, but the way the Mefarshim understand the Shulchan Aruch, they understand also Leilach Bekayim Haskufa Kama. A person should not go Bekayim Haskufa, that's an Isser. But Leilach Begilui Rosh, it didn't say language of Asur, it just says you shouldn't do so, which means it's a Midas Chassidus or it's a Mile, etc. But also Lehotzi Mipiv Davar Shebe Kedusha, which is not in Sim, that's in the Rechaim Siman Beis. The also Lehotzi Mipiv Davar Shebe Kedusha is actually found later on in Siman Tzadi Aleph, and there it uses language of Osir. And Afilu Kishaminiach Yadu Oleh Lomahani, even covering your head with your hand does not work. But the placing another person placing his hand on your head would be sufficient. Okay, so we're differentiating between going with a yarmulke at the moment of a bracha and not the moment of a bracha. So why do we wear a yarmulke? So the Gemara mentioned such an idea. The Gro and others understand that that's a Midas Chassidus. It was not a Chiyuv Gomer. It brings a Raya from a Gemara in Brachas. That's not a Chiyuv Gomer. Number one. Number two, there's a Taz which comes along and says that even though based on the Gemara alone, it's not a Chiyuv Gomer. Now there are Pesachim would say it is a Chiyuv Gomer, but didn't the Gemara. But he says he accepts that it's not. But he says, but in the time which he lived, where it became a minig by the non-Jews that to show respect, or when they came into a house, they would specifically bare their heads. Now it goes into this, and it would be usher for a Jew to go, Miraisa, he'll be over a lav, if he goes bareheaded. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he says that maybe nowadays in America, where people go bareheaded, not as a part of their way that they specifically carry themselves, but they do it because it's more convenient and more comfortable, not for any type of statement or religious purpose. So we could argue that that's no longer the Taz is no longer true. However, he points out that's only not during davening, but during prayer, since the non-Jews are makbid bedafka to be bareheaded, so that does go into b'chus em l'shaleichu, and therefore b'shas tefila, the person has a chiyuv gomer. Based on this deraisa, b'chusim l'shaleichu, to go bareheaded, he must cover his head. Okay, there's also an argument. There's a possibly some sefer which argues that once it became a minig Yisrael, so minig Yisrael is compelling along the lines of a netter, and some sefer sees that would work along the lines of a netter and its Torah level. Once it became a standard procedure and practice in Klal Yisrael, that's like a netter, a full fledged netter, which everybody's mechuyav to keep, and a person will not do so, he'd be over the Yisrael netter. But the netter was based on whatever the standard practice was. If there were moments where it was acceptable not to wear a yarmulke, there would not be a problem. And there's another argument which some of the place can raise is the Marasayan issue, that now that we've connected the statement of being an Orthodox male Jew to wearing a yarmulke, the person who goes bareheaded, there's people would be chushing him that he's not acting as an Orthodox Jew. So you would have an issur of bringing a chashad upon oneself, which is mitzvah in the Torah of Yis and the Kiyim. Some unfortunately understand, but Yis and the Kiyim, a person should act in such a way where he's perceived to be acting properly. So there are multiple issues and multiple potential issues, and that would make potential differences in halacha. Okay. How does the yarmulke have to be? So Shlomo Kluger says, since it's a chiyuv garment to wear it, you have to cover your head. You have to cover your whole head. Well, you know, not the whole head, but rubik kukulai. So the yarmulke has to cover the roiv of the head, and roiv of the what we would consider the head of a person, the area which is normally covered by hair, or would be covered by hair before we lose our hair, that's called that rebbe that has to be covered. He has actually thought that maybe the whole thing has to be covered. Rav Moshe disagrees and says you do not need a rebbe that had to be covered, but you need to cover enough that people, the perception of people's mind, that the head is covered. It's a very small item on the head. It's not that the head is covered, it's something seen on your head. A larger item that gives the appearance that the head is covered, and that's sufficient. So that is the amount that has to be covered. We'll continue more in the next year.